It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
On KNCA 103.9 FM from Sabetha, as they welcome in Doniphan County for a Legion Baseball tilt here tonight. And we welcome you in. Brandon Sandman, Colin Feldkamp is back in a studio as we're just moments away from the first pitch between these two unbeaten teams early on in Legion Baseball as Doniphan County comes in winners of their first six. Sabetha 2-0. They've had some games hampered by weather. They are off to an undefeated start as well, so should have a good one here tonight as we bring you the first on the doubleheader between these two. They'll play a seven-inning tilt here in game number one, and they'll follow with a five-inning game to wrap things up in game number two. Our Legion Baseball coverage presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find out more by going online to highlandcc.edu. And Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers as well. Again, we are moments away from the first pitch as both teams are now in their respective dugouts. Thinking we're going to dive into the lineups real quick before we get this game going in just a matter of moments. The umpires are getting this ready to go. So let's go ahead and dive into the lineups for this one here tonight. And we will start with the road team, and that is Doniphan County. And we'll start here with the shortstop, Cooper Everly, to lead things off. Charlie Grable is batting second. He is catching. The pitcher is Kobe Davis. He is pitching again and batting third. Preston Christensen in center field, batting fourth. Gavin Fumler, fifth. Alex Leibel, sixth. Brock Studer, seventh. Ryder Davis, Ethan Hewins, and Alex Deshaun will round things out. We'll step aside for a quick break. We are back in a moment with the first pitch right after this.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KNZA.
And we welcome you back. Sorry about that. Got a little quick with the first lineup for Doniphan County. They jumped into the national anthem, so had to pause real quick. So we get set once again. We'll go through the Doniphan County lineup one more time. Again, Cooper Everly leading things off. He's at shortstop. Catching is Charlie Grable. He is batting second. Pitching is Kobe Davis. He bats third. Preston Christensen in the cleanup spot. He's in center field. Gavin Fumler batting fifth. He's in left field. Alex Leibel, the third baseman, batting sixth. Brock Studer, seventh. He's at first. Ryder Davis, eighth. He's at second. Ethan Hewins, the extra hitter, batting ninth. And in the 10th spot, final spot in the order, is Alex Deshaun, the right fielder. So again, for Doniphan County, Everly at short, Grable catching. Davis, the pitcher. Christensen in center field. Fumler in left field. Leibel at third, Studer at first, Davis at second, Ewens the extra hitter, and Deshaun in right field. Real quick, the Sabetha lineup for tonight. Josh Herman is catching. He's leading things off. Marcus Bauman at third, batting second. Christian McAfee, the pitcher, batting third. Jonathan Rinier in left field, batting fourth. Will Ulrich in center field, batting fifth. Chase Fry, he is batting sixth and playing short. Darren Funk is in right field and batting seventh. Jacob Grimm, batting eighth at first. Noah Kroll, the extra hitter, batting ninth. And Harper Schmelzly at second base in the final spot in the order. So again, for Sabetha, it's Herman catching, Bauman at third, McAfee pitching, Rinier in left, Ulrich in center, Fry at short, Funk in right, Grimm at first, Kroll the extra hitter, and Schmelzly at second base. The Raptors of Sabetha in their home white uniforms, the light blue tops for Doniphan County, trimmed out in white with red numerals and lettering. They got white pants as well. Sabetha rocking the all whites, white tops, white pants. For a split moment, when I arrived, there were a few droplets of rain, and about 5 minutes ago, the sun peeked out for just a second, but that was about it. The cloud cover is right back over us here. Some darker clouds beyond left field. Hopefully the weather stays away for this one here tonight as we bring you again a battle of two early undefeated teams here in Legion Baseball. Doniphan County played two last night against Atchison. Big wins of 18-1 and 9-1. They have outscored their opponents so far this season 59-13. So they are off to a very scorching start. Last time out for Sabetha was the fourth at Oskaloosa. They were able to get one game in there. That was a 14-4 final with Sabetha picking up the win. So here we go. It's Cooper Everly to step in the box. A shortstop for Doniphan County from the right side, facing Christian McAfee. And here's the first pitch. A little bit upstairs, and we are underway. Ball one. Everly, Grable, and Davis do up this inning for Doniphan County. Two big wins last night against Atchison. There's a hot shot to right center field, and that's going to fall in for a hit. So Cooper Everly, a long turn at first, and he's held to a single. But a good start for Doniphan County as they lead things off and have their leadoff man on to begin the ball game. So here's the catcher, Charlie Grable. He'll bat from the left side. Pretty straight up with his stance, a little bend to the knees, and real quick, McAfee having to work out of the stretch. Off speed, high and outside for ball one. Sabetha's two games. They played on the first against Hiawatha. That was a 1-0 win. And then back on the fourth at Oskaloosa. That was a 14-4 win. McAfee's next offering missing at just the scotch upstairs. And it's two balls and no strikes to Charlie Grable. This Doniphan County team, again, six games averaging just shy of 10 runs per. There's a ground ball off the glove of McAfee. Perfect chance for a double play. One at two, and then the throw is offline. It's going to pull Grimm off the bag at first. So they're going to get the lead runner at second base for the first out. Grable is at first, and that'll bring up the pitcher, Kobe Davis. So Kobe Davis, that's from the right side. He's pitching. So the raindrops are starting to come back as a few umbrellas pop open here at the stadium. He swings and misses at the first pitch, does Davis for strike one. So Grable at first, one out, just getting going. No score, top of the first. McAfee again out of the stretch, fires off speed, hits the dirt. Good stop by the catcher in Josh Herman, and it's one ball and one strike. Of course, a lot of these Sabetha players, of course, coming off a 3A state tournament appearance this season. McAfee's next pitch just missing a little bit inside. And it's now two balls and one strike here to Kobe Davis. Davis, a very good athlete. He'll take a fastball that hits a good chunk of the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes. Not much of a lead over there at first by Grable, about three or four steps off the bag. Grimm has him just in case McAfee wants to throw. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a miss at a high pitch. It was up and in on Davis. swinging all the way and a big strikeout for out number two. That brings up Preston Christensen. So one out, or correction, two outs and one on. See if Christensen can keep the inning alive. So a leadoff single and damage of being nothing across here in the first. First pitch missing up and out to Christensen. It's ball one. Again, mentioning Sabetha there. Trip to the state tournament this year. Went to Manhattan and lost a very tight game. Lost on a wild pitch to Columbus in the first round. And a tough way to end the season. Christensen takes ball two. It's 2-0. There's a ground ball playable for Fry at short. He'll make the throw to first when he could have had the easy out at second. Grimm lost it on his glove, and here's a throw to third, and the out is recorded. So they do end up getting the out as Grable tried to get from first to third, and ultimately that is the third out, and the inning is done. So a wild finish, but no runs across through at half an inning. No score. We're coming back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
No score, bottom of the first. Sabetha coming up here for the first time. Our Legion baseball coverage presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Colin Feldkamp in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. No score. Bottom of the first. As Sabetha comes up here for the first time, facing the right-hander for Doniphan County, Kobe Davis. Josh Herman, Marcus Bauman, and Christian McAfee do up top third of the order for Sabetha. And then Jonathan Renier, if one of those three are able to get on. Defensively for Doniphan County, again, Davis pitching, Grable is catching, Weibel at third, Everly at short, Davis is at second base, that is Ryder Davis, Studer at first, Deshaun in right, Christensen in center, and Fumler is in left. So for the Raptors and Sabetha, Josh Herman. Good leadoff hitter, Josh Herman, catching tonight, and he takes one right down Broadway for strike one from the right-hander, Kobe Davis. Davis working quickly, gets a quick sign. Here's the 0-1, and missing just a bit low, one ball and one strike. It's been about 5 days since Sabetha last played. Just missing inside, two balls and one strike. Get a 2-0 start to their season. Again, they've been hampered by some weather here in the last week, missing some opportunities on some games. Beat Oskaloosa last time out, 14-4. Ground ball left side, Everly at short, nice hop, and a good throw across the diamond to Studer in time for out number one. That'll bring up Marcus Bauman, the third baseman. So a ground ball out to start, and Bauman steps in. Bauman playing third in this ball game tonight. Davis's fastball, a little bit outside, ball one. So these two teams last year during the Legion season played 9 times. Sabetha won 7 of them. Next pitch rides inside, 2 balls and no strikes. So again, Sabetha went 7-2 against Doniphan County last season. There's a rope shot into left field. That's a base hit. And Bauman is on with 1 out here in the first. Now brings up the pitcher, Christian McAfee. Here's the lefty, McAfee. The runner at first and one down, no score. Here in the bottom of the first. He swings at the first pitch, sends a looper out to right center field, and missing on a diving effort was Christensen. The ball goes all the way to the fence. Let's see if they send Bauman home. They certainly will. Long throw, not in time, and it's an RBI triple for Christian McAfee. And Sabetha out to a 1-0 lead here in the home half of the first. So an RBI triple by McAfee gives Sabetha an early 1-0 lead. It was nearly an incredible diving effort by Christensen in center field, running to his left to try to cut it off in right center, but just unable to get there, and it got all the way to the fence. Davis's first pitch to Jonathan Rinier is in there for strike one. So a ground out, a single, and an RBI triple to start here for the Raptors. Now Davis out of the stretch. Quick look at third. It's up and in. Ball one. So 1 ball and 1 strike here to Jonathan Rinier. That's from the right side. An RBI chance here with McAfee at third. And he fouls this one away out into the parking lot. And he's down in the count. 1-2. The infield is slightly tucked in a little bit. The corners towards the line. Upstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So again, Studer at first. He's on the dirt and grass line, and Leibel at third, kind of doing the same. And then second and short, playing a little bit more back. Off speed and unable to paint that one as Grable the catcher. And the count is now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes with Will Ulrich on deck. Davis looks at third, lifts, fires, and it's just a bit low for ball four. So now runners at the corners with 1 out. That brings up the center fielder, Will Ulrich. A 1-0 start here for Sabetha. Still some damage to be done, and there's a pitch that's in there for strike one and a stolen base by Rendier with no throw. So now second and third with 1 out, and that takes away the double play. Here's the next pitch by Davis. It's going to get away. We're going to have a close play here at the plate. The catcher, Grable, dives and tags the runner out at home as McAfee couldn't get there in time. It didn't get too far away from Grable, and McAfee is caught trying to break for home, and that's a big second out as Rinier is able to take third. Good play by the catcher, Grable. Now a high chopper. Here comes Davis towards the first baseline, but it's going to tail foul. The count now 1 ball and 2 strikes. So McAfee tried to make it 2-0, unavailable to get home, as Grable made a nice play to tag him out just before he slid across the plates. And now we'll see if Davis can get one more out here to limit the damage to just 1 in the first. Ulrich needs to protect. It's 1-2. High chopper, playable, liable at third. Long throw, and I don't think the out was recorded. He's going to be safe as it's Studer at first. he kind of came away from the bag. The throw looked okay, and then he tried to make a tag instead of step on first, and the ball popped away from his glove, and the run's going to score, and it's now 2-0. So Ulrich is on. He drives in a run. It's 2-0. First pitch to Chase Fry is in there for strike one. And the count now 0-2. So Ulrich at first, reaching on the air by Studer, unable to keep the ball in his glove. And this one is hit towards center field, playable for Christensen, running in on it, and he drops it. He drops it in center field, what would have been the third out, and another error, this time by Christensen in center, and the inning continues. That'll bring up Darren Funk, the right fielder. He'll bat from the left side. 2-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the first. Couple of errors. And he rips this one into right center field, and that drops in for an RBI single. First to third is Fry. A throw to third is not in time. And it's 3-0 Sabetha here in the first. So these errors are coming back to bite Doniphan County here in the first. They've had multiple opportunities to record the final outs. And the last two batters have reached because of an error, and two runs have scored. First pitch missing to Jacob Grimm, the first baseman, for ball one. Now the runners are at the corners, still with two down. There's a fastball in there for strike one. One ball and one strike. So two singles, two errors, and a walk here in the inning. It's a 3-0 lead for the Raptors, so they're off to a good start. And Grimm has a RBI chance here with a runner at first and third. Bats from the right side, big body first baseman. Here's Davis's pitch, ground ball playable for short. Eberle off of his glove. He's going to have time, though, to make the throw to first, and he does record the out. And that will retire the side. So, a couple of errors, but three runs score on a couple of hits. And at the end of one, Sabetha with a 3-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GM Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank to borrow. Let's talk about how GM Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Legion baseball coverage continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Good start for Sabetha here at home. Three runs on a couple of hits in the first inning. A 3-0 lead over Doniphan County. Here comes Doniphan County's second at bat as we start the top of the second. And Gavin Fumler, the left fielder, lead things off. Fouls one away for strike one. Fumler, Leibel, and Studer do up for DC here in the inning. Next pitch by Christian McAfee. Tails a little bit outside for ball one. Here's the wind and fire, swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Christian McAfee, and he's in front, 1-2. Defense fairly straight up for Sabetha in the infield. Here's the 1-2 from McAfee. High fly ball. It's going to tail over us here in the booth and out of play. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Again, McAfee pitching. Herman is the catcher. Bauman at third, Fry at short, Schmelzley at second, Grimm at first. Off speed, and a breaker bends in there for a strike three called. And one up and one down here in the top of the second. Second strikeout. And second strikeout for McAfee. And that brings up the third baseman, Alex Leibel. First pitch, outside, ball one. Here's the 1-0. Popped up, right side, foul territory. Grimm, the first baseman, makes a stretching catch. Kind of misjudged it a little bit. It was out in front. But he does snag it just in foul territory for out number two. So quickly, two up and two down. That'll bring up Brock Studer, the first baseman. Now the sun's starting to peek back out after some umbrellas had popped out in the first inning. First pitch missing inside, ball one. Still some dark cloud coverage beyond right field. It's cleared up a little bit more towards left. Here's another foul ball out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes as McAfee trying to go 1-2-3 here in the top of the second. He's got a little room to work with. His team up 3-0. Oh, and it hits him up around the back of the neck. And it was an off-speed pitch. Not a lot on it. And Studer is at first with two outs. So that brings up Ryder Davis. Try to keep things going. Ryder playing second base here in this ball game. Runner at first, two down. Top of the second, 3-0 Sabetha. Outside on the first pitch for ball one. Well, the umbrellas are coming back out as there's a swing and a drive into left center field, and that lands in the gap, and it goes near the wall. Well, they try to send him around third. They will not, as Studer holds. And it's a two-out double, and now runners at second and third with two down. The Ryder Davis splits the gap in left center. Studer has to hold it third. As Renier in left field got it in quickly, and now a chance here for Doniphan County to strike back with two on in scoring position with two outs. For Ethan Hewins, the extra hitter who takes ball one. Hewins a lefty. McAfee the righty. And he finds the outside corner for strike one. So a strikeout, a foul out, followed by a hit by pitch and a double. Doniphan County second and third. Two down, trying to get on the board, down 3-0 in the second. That one missing just a little bit low and outside. Two balls and one strike. So the sun is out, but also the umbrellas are out as some raindrops are still falling. It's always weird when you see the sun out and still some rain coming down, and that's the case right now. Nothing too crazy as that one tails outside. And now the advantage to Hewins here at three balls and one strike. So Doniphan County trying to put together a two-out rally after Sabetha tagged him for three in the first. Here's the 3-1 from McAfee, a swing and a miss. High fastball. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. So a big pitch early on in this game coming up here for Christian McAfee to try to keep Doniphan County off the board. Hewins, the number nine hitter in this order. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the third strikeout for Christian McAfee is the biggest so far. So no damage done after Doniphan County had second and third with two outs. Through one and a half here in Sabetha, a 3-0 Sabetha lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy has some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We continue on Legion Baseball. Beautiful rainbow beyond right field as, again, the sun is out. As we're in the bottom of the second inning, Sabetha with a 3-0 lead. Getting out of a little bit of a jam, Doniphan County had second and third with two outs, and they were unable to score as Noah Kroll, the extra hitter, steps in and fouls the first one away for strike number one. A couple of errors in the first inning by Doniphan County turned what should have been just a 1-0 Sabetha lead. Back-to-back errors allowed two more runs to score, and now they're down 3-0 to the home Raptors. Davis's pitch in there for strike number two. And the count's 0-2. So Kroll needs to protect. Davis trying to battle back and trying to put a zero up on the board. The 0-2 skips in the dirt. Ball one. Kroll, Smelsley, and then Herman to the top of the order. The three due up for Sabetha here in the bottom of the second. Here's Davis's pitch. That one's roped into left field. Fumler moving, and it's over his head. It's going to two-hop the fence. As Kroll, the extra hitter, rounds first, and a long turn at second. He'll hold there with a leadoff double. So Kroll with a leadoff double to left field. It was over the head of Fumler and left. Two-hop defense. And the second baseman, Harper Schmelzley, will step in with Sabetha threatening here already in the bottom of the second with a 3-0 lead. First pitch by Davis. It's going to skip away. And to the backstop it goes, and Kroll's able to take third. So a wild pitch gets Kroll to third, so he's one base away from adding another run here for the Raptors. Davis just out of the windup here, fires in there for strike one. So the first inning, three runs, two hits. Again, a couple of errors by Doniphan County, allowing two of those runs to score. Here's a fly ball to right field, and it's caught by the second baseman, and a huge out as Ryder Davis jogged into short right field to make that catch. Kroll's unable to tag, and there's one out. So to the top of the order, it's Josh Herman. Herman grounded out to short his first time up. Now he has an RBI chance here with Kroll at third and one out. Davis's first pitch off speed, but finds a little bit on the strike zone. Herman a little extra look to the umpire there. A little disagreement, but the count is 0-1. Well, I'll tell you what, there is a gnarly rainbow beyond right field. It is bright. And every color, you can certainly see it. It's quite a spectacle. As the sun is out, there's still some darker clouds beyond right field where that rainbow is. Here's the 0-2, ground ball. It's going to get the run in, and it finds its way into center field for a hit. So Herman comes through with an RBI single, and Sabetha's lead is now 4-0. As Kroll scores from third, So Marcus Baumann, a single and a run scored in the first. Herman at first with one out. 4-0 already. Sabetha has jumped out to an early lead. Davis's pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Grable, the catcher. As Baumann looks down the third base line to get the call. Davis again back to the stretch. Not much of a lead by Herman, though. He's going to take off, and he ran on a great pitch. It was off speed and low and outside. And he takes second with E, so he's in the scoring position with one out. One ball and one strike here to Marcus Baumann. Swing and a miss. And the count now 1-2. Herman at second, one out, drove in a run with an RBI single. It's a 4-0 Sabetha lead here in the home half of the second. Off speed and just a bit outside. And the count, even Stevens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Baumann with a single in his first at-bat and a run scored. Davis, little look back. Herman at second, here's the pitch. High chopper up the middle, playable for Everly at short. Nice individual efforts and just getting Baumann in time. He thought he had beat the throw, but the umpire says no, and it's out number two as Herman is able to get to third. So now it's up to McAfee to try to get the run in. He had a big RBI triple in the first. Scored Baumann after he singled. Now he has another RBI chance here. Here's Davis's pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. So Noah Kroll led things off with a double. And then a fly out to single. Here's a ground ball right side, playable for Ryder Davis over to first in time. And the run is stranded at third. But Sabetha does land another, and through two innings of work, it's a 4-0 Sabetha lead. We're back in a moment.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball coverage brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Brandon Tam and Colin Feldkamp. To the third inning we go. It's a 4-0 Sabetha lead. 3 in the first, 1 in the second. And now Donovan County will lead things off with the last batter in the order, Alex Deshaun, and he takes one in there for strike one from Christian McAfee. McAfee's next pitch swung on and missed over the top, and quickly Deshaun down 0-2. And the clouds are splitting a little bit. The rainbow is subsiding in right field, but you can still see it a little bit. Next pitch outside, 1-2. Here to the right fielder, Alex Deshaun. Here's the pitch. Ground ball takes a hop off the mound. Perfect for Fry at shorts. A low throw picked up by Grimm. And there's the first out here in the top of the third. That would have been a much more difficult play if it didn't take the bounce off the mound that it did, and it just set up Fry perfectly at short to make an easy stop there and throw to first to get the out. To the top of the order, Cooper Everly stands in. He led the game off with a single, and he was cut out at second base on a fielder's choice right after that. First pitch to him, strike one. Next one outside, it's one ball and one strike. So Charlie Grable is on deck. Sabetha off to a great start. Again, both of these teams not lost yet. Doniphan County 6-0 after two wins last night against Atchison. Sabetha hasn't played in a few days. They last played on the 4th. They beat Oskaloosa 14-4. Their lone other win was on the first against Hiawatha. That was a 1-0 win. There's a short ground ball right back to McAfee. The pitcher makes the catch and over to Grimm at first for the second out. So quickly, two up and two down. That'll bring up the catcher, Charlie Grable. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the first, and then was thrown out at third base trying to go first to third on a ball that was put in play by Christensen. That ended the inning, and McAfee's first pitch to him in there for strike one. So McAfee trying to make quick work here in the third, and that one runs inside, and that's the second time that McAfee's hit a batter. And once again, with two outs, that's what he did last inning as well. He got the first two quickly and then hit a batter, which gave Doniphan County an opportunity, but they were unable to score. So Grable's on for Kobe Davis. Kobe Davis, he struck out in his first at-bat. A little bit of a lead for Grable at first. Does not run. First pitch upstairs, ball one. McAfee hasn't had to do a whole lot out of the stretch, but it's back to it here. Off speed, good pitch, swung on and missed. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. So the sun's back behind the clouds, some blue spots in the sky. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Here's a little pop-up, third base side. Bauman has it, makes the catch, and that's the inning. So a two-out base runner does no harm, and through 2.5, it's a 4-0 Sabetha lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And Sabetha with a 4-0 lead here as we head to the bottom of the third from Sabetha, beautiful ballpark. Kobe Davis gets set to get back to work on the rubber as he'll face Jonathan Renier, Will Ulrich, and Chase Fry. They're in the home half of the third. So far, Sabetha, four runs, four hits. They've left three on base. Doniphan County in three innings, no runs, two hits. They have left four. Final pitch there by Davis. Can appreciate Colin Feldkamp in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. This will be our last broadcast of the week. We'll have another one next week for you. Mainly our Legion games will be Wednesdays and Thursdays throughout the summer. Once we get to the zone tournament and the state tournament as well in July. First pitch to Jonathan Renier has to duck out of the way for ball one. Renier walked, got a stolen base in the first, came around to score. He pops one up here in field and just kind of drifting away into the outfield in a tough play made by Schmelzley, the second baseman, who kind of had to juggle out of the way. Ryder Davis at second base, and then Christensen coming in from center field, but Davis makes the catch for the first out. So Will Ulrich, who reached on an error and scored one of the three runs in the first, he stands in there with nobody on and one out in the bottom of the third. A 4-0 Sabetha lead. He hits one towards the left side, line drive, but caught by the third baseman, Leibel. Didn't have to move much, just about a step to his left, and quickly two up and two down. That'll bring up Chase Fry, who also reached on an error in the first. So Davis trying to come back strong. Go 1-2-3. There's a curveball that just misses. You can see the reaction. Thought it was a good pitch, but it's called just a bit inside for ball one. Fry the righty, facing Davis the righty. Next pitch in the dirt, ball two. Here's the windup and the pitch. That one's roped down the left field line, and it's a fair ball. Chasing it is Fumler in left field. Fry a turn at first base, and it's a two-out single to keep the inning alive. So he's on for a second time. Darren Funk, the right fielder. He singled in a run in the first. And he's got a runner at first, two down. Davis back to the stretch. Fastball in there for a strike. Steal attempt. Good throw by the catcher, Grable, to get the out as Fry is caught stealing. And that is the inning. So a two-out single does no harm. We head to the fourth. It's a 4-0 Sabetha lead. And we're back in a moment.
Flatbed drivers, KimeTS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KimeTS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36. South of Sabetha.
Brewick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Brewick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Brewick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Brewick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And through three innings of work, Sabetha a 4-0 lead over Doniphan County here in this Legion baseball game tonight. To the top of the fourth we go. Preston Christensen will lead things off. First pitch off speed and missing upstairs for ball number one from Christian McAfee. Christensen's first at bat, it was kind of a bizarre play. It really turned out to be a 6-3-5 fielder's choice. Takes one in there for strike one. One ball and one strike here to the Troy Trojan. Next pitch by McAfee just off the plate. Now 2-1. Here's the kick and fire. upstairs. Now 3-1. Donovan County, they've played 6 games to this point here on the Legion schedule. They've scored 59 runs in those 6 games. Here tonight, they've played 3 innings and have yet to scratch across a run. The 3-1 is in there for strike number 2, so the count runs full. Christensen was taken the whole way. Now here's the 3-2. Upstairs, ball 4. So Christensen is on with a leadoff walk. That'll bring up Gavin Fumler, the left fielder. So Fumler struck out his first at-bat. He is 0-for-1. He's got Christensen at first with nobody out here in the 4th inning. His team trailing 4-0. Good stop by Herman, the catcher. Pitch was low and outside for ball 1. So once again, McAfee back to the stretch. Christensen with the lead, does not go. There's a fastball in there. Outside corner for strike 1. So 1-1. See if Christensen wants to go. Takes another quick step, about 4 or 5 off the bag. There's one inside, and it gets away from Herman to the backstop. So Christensen on the pitch that gets away is able to get up to 2nd. So runner at 2nd, nobody out. Donovan County, chance to get on the board here in the 4th, trailing by 4. Pitch by McAfee, ground ball left side, and just foul. Now it's 2-2. Donovan County, they had an opportunity in the 2nd. They had 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs, and Ethan Hewins struck out to end the inning. They got a 2-out base runner in the 3rd, but did not get past first base. Ground ball left side, and once again, just foul on an off-speed pitch just out in front. And we'll do it again at 2-2. McAfee out of the stretch, looking back at 2nd. Does so again. Does so a 3rd time. Now lifts and fires. In there, strike 3 called. And a big strikeout for out number 1 here in the 4th. That's the 2nd time Fumler has struck out. So here's Alex Leibel. He fouled out first base side his first time up. Christensen at 2nd base, now 1 out. Here's the pitch. And just off the plate, low and inside, 4-1. Not much of a lead for Christensen, and McAfee will step off and get Christensen back to the bag at 2nd. Keeping him honest over there. Shortstop Fry kind of playing a little back and forth. Now gets back to position, and that one rides inside. A fastball just missing Leibel, and it's now 2-0. Brock Studer is on deck. As again, Donovan County trying to get on the board, trailing 4-0 here in the 4th. Here's the 2-0 by McAfee. It's popped up. It's going to be out of play. And just off the roof above us. 4, strike number 1. So now 2-1. Here to the tall righty. Facing the right-hander in McAfee. Another long look at 2nd. Lifts and fires. That one's in there. Fastball. 4, strike number 2. So now 2-2. Here to Leibel, the 3rd baseman. Christensen at 2nd base with 1 out. Here's the 2-2. Upstairs. Count now full at 3-2. The 3rd time in this ball game that McAfee has worked into a full count. One ended in a strikeout, the other ended in a walk. And this one will also end in a walk. as it rides inside, and Leibel takes first with still one out. So here's Brock Studer, who was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. He has an opportunity here. Runners at first and second with just one out. And a quick meeting on the mound as Herman heads out there. Talk to McAfee. Give us a good opportunity here to thank our great sponsors for Legion Baseball in 2022. Want to thank Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So easily the second best opportunity that Doniphan County has had here in this ball game. Again, they had second and third and two outs in the second. They were unable to score. They have first and second here in the fourth with one out, with Studer at the plate. Decent speed on both bags for Doniphan County, with Christensen at second, Leibel at first. It's a 4-0 Sabetha lead. They got three in the first, one in the second. First pitch by McPhee. It's a fastball in there for strike one. Wants to work quickly out of the stretch. Couple quick looks back to second. He'll lift and fire. That one rides inside. One ball and one strike. So he's had a couple of pitches that have rode inside. Both base runners reaching via the walk here in the inning. Here's the 1-1. That one's roped towards the shortstop. It's caught by Fry, and he doubles up Christensen at second, and that ends the inning. So just what the doctor ordered for McAfee and company. Through 3.5 innings of play, 4-0 Sabetha. We're back in a moment.
This Saturday, June 11th, Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha celebrates their 50th anniversary. Bring your friends and family to help celebrate all day long. Spin the KNZA wheel between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Find a golden ticket in the bakery for a prize. Win a shopping spree. Cool off with Kona Ice. There'll be a cakewalk, cake samples, a petting zoo, hot dog eating contest, free barbecue meal, and live music to close out the day. It's one party you don't want to miss. The 50th anniversary celebration, all at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha this Saturday, June 11th.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Four nothing Sabetha as we've hit the bottom of the fourth inning. A double play ends the Doniphan County threat in the top half of the fourth. And now for Sabetha, it'll be Darren Funk to lead things off as he takes a curveball from Kobe Davis in there for strike one. Funk, Grimm, and Kroll due up for the Raptors here with a 4-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. And the sun continues to peek through. There's a swing and a miss, 0-2. Fastball that tails off the plate outside. Had Funk reaching for it. Choked up a little bit on the bats. Left-hander versus a right-handed pitcher. And on an 0-2 pitch, he scorches one into center field for a leadoff single. So Funk is now 2-for-2, two singles and an RBI. So now that brings up Jacob Grimm, the first baseman. Grimm grounded out to short his first time up. Davis quick throw to first, and Funk is back in time. So on an 0-2 pitch, he sends one right into center field for a single. Grimm takes one here outside for ball one. Four runs, five hits so far for Sabetha. They've left three on base. No runs, two hits for Doniphan County. They have left five on base. Grimm takes one for strike one. It's now 1-1. Now six hits after the single there by Funk. Davis out of the stretch, check swing, and they're going to say Grimm went around. It's now 1-2. So another two-strike pitch coming up here for Kobe Davis. He's out in front of Grimm. That one skips in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Grable. And the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Not much of a lead for Funk over there at first base. Here's the pitch by Davis, and a fastball swung on and missed for the first out. So a big strikeout. Grimm now 0-2. That brings up Noah Kroll. Kroll doubled his first at bat, came around to score the lone run in the second on an RBI single by Herman. First pitch from Davis to Kroll is in there for strike one. Funk at first, one out. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Sun really starting to peek through now. Everything is brightened up here in Sabetha. Davis' next pitch off the plate, and it's 1-1. A 4-0 lead here for the Raptors of Sabetha in this Legion baseball game tonight. In the bottom of the fourth, another quick throw over to first by Davis. And Funk is back in time. Kroll up there with a 1-1 count. Schmelzley due up next. There's an off-speed pitch that finds the edge of the plate. And it's now 1-2. So all three batters so far that Davis has faced here, he's gotten in front with a 2-strike count. This 1-2 pitch is off the plate. It's now 2-2. He got Funk down 0-2 in the first at-bat here in the inning, and he lined a sharp single into center. He was able to strike out Grimm, and now a 2-2 count here to Kroll. And there's a foul tip, just barely getting a piece on the curveball is Kroll, so he stays alive at 2-2. It was all cloud coverage when we got here. Split away a little bit. We saw a deep rainbow in right field. Now it's cleared up quite a bit, and the sun is out. Now the count runs 3-2. That fastball low and outside. Davis certainly having to grind here in this inning. There's one out and one on. Here is the 3-2. Ground ball left side, and it finds the hole into left field for a single. So Kroll adds a single to his double. He's 2-for-2, and now 2 on and 1 out. Funk stops at second, so first and second with one out for Harper Schmelzley, who flew out to second base his first time up. Swinging at the first pitch, he lines it down the right field line, but foul, out of play, and it's 0-1. Any insurance is good insurance, and right now Sabetha with a 4-0 lead, a chance to add more here in the fourth, with runners at first and second, and one out. Schmelzley can do something here. It'll turn over to the top of the order, where you get quite a few dangerous bats, as Schmelzley showed bunt, pulled back, the pitch was outside, and it's 1-1. So now 1-1. Schmelzley bats from the right side, a little bit closed on his stance, shows bunt again, tried to put it down, and he missed everything there for strike number two. So we'll see if he tries to lay the bunt down again with 2 strikes. But the count not in his favor at 1-2. Here is the 1-2 from Davis, and it's hit towards the third baseman, Leibel, and it just gets over his head and drips into left field for a hit. And everybody's going to be safe. It didn't make it out of the infield. Leibel might have misjudged it just a skosh. But now the bases are loaded with one out. Funk at third. You got Kroll at second. Now Schmelzley at first for the very dangerous Josh Herman, who's 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. Trying to extend on a 4-0 lead. Davis' first pitch, beautiful curveball in there for strike number one. Herman grounded out to short his first time up and then had an RBI single in the second inning. He's going to ground one here, double play chance. Everly to second for one, and the speed of Herman not in time. They get the force at second, but a run is in to make it 5-0. So Funk scores from third. Looks like we may have a courtesy runner. So they get Schmelzley at second base. Kroll's at third. Now the courtesy runner over there at first base, taking the spots of Herman, who drives in a run to make it 5-0. Still another chance here for Marcus Baumann, but two outs. And he swings and misses at the first pitch, curveball. Baumann is also 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first, then grounded out in the second. He has him on the corners with two down, and he's going to rope one towards left center field, and that falls in for a hit. An RBI single by Marcus Baumann. His second hit, his first driven in. It's now 6-0, Sabetha. Kroll scores from third. Courtesy runner will stop at second base. Trying to see who that is, and then Baumann at first after the single. McAfee 1-for-2 with an RBI triple. Takes one inside for ball one. Now four singles in this inning. It's helped lead to two runs. There's a strike on the outside corner to McAfee. It's one ball and one strike. Single, a strikeout, a single, a fielder's choice, and a single. Off speed, just missing outside. It's now two balls and one strike here to McAfee. Runners at first and second, two down, two across here in the fourth. Sabetha's lead over Doniphan County, currently 6-0. Low and inside, now three balls and one strike. Can Davis just get out of the inning after he went facing the minimum last inning? Now he's having some struggles here in the fourth. Ground ball should do it. Ryder Davis on a nice hop. Plenty of time. Throw to first in time, and that will do it. But two more runs come across on four singles in the inning. And at the end of four, it is currently 6-0, Sabetha. We're back in a moment.
My name is Kristen Morey, and I have been a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness for 7 years. What I enjoy most about my job is the family atmosphere and connection we have with our patients. I love working with patients, and my responsibility is to educate and encourage them on how to do exercises and make better lifestyle choices. I am also passionate about teaching my family and friends about the importance of chiropractic, and it's easy to share this message when you believe in what you do. Come let us take care of you today at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Four innings in the books. We're to the fifth here in Sabetha. Two more runs across for the Raptors. They lead Doniphan County 6-0. That's bottom of the fourth. Two runs, four hits. They left a couple on. Right now, six runs in the game. They got nine hits. They have left five on base. And for Doniphan County, it's been a struggle. No runs, two hits. They have left five. So leading things off, Ryder Davis for Doniphan County. They're going to try to rally here in the final few frames. McAfee, a lot of room to work with. And his first pitch to Ryder Davis, swung on and missed for strike one. Here's the wind and fire. Popped up. Foul territory. And it sails just behind a fan in the bleachers for strike two. Here's the 0-2 from McAfee upstairs. One ball and two strikes. So Ryder Davis, Ethan Hewins, Alex Deshawn here in the fifth inning for Doniphan County. Again, down 6-0 here in the fifth. Upstairs, count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Here's the kick and the 2-2. Ground ball left side, nice hop, playable by Bauman, plenty of time, throw on the money. Grimm had to go down to get it a little bit and pulls it up for out number one, and that'll bring up Ethan Hewins. Makes Ryder Davis one for two on the day. He doubled in the second, grounds out here, and now Hewins steps in. He's 0 for 1. Struck out in his first at bat, first pitch outside, ball one. In Doniphan County, they've had really just one close game so far this year. They're 6-0. They won 3-2 against Oskaloosa back on the first. They also won the other game of that doubleheader 11-1. Next pitch outside, two balls and no strikes here to Hewins. Here's the windup in the 2-0. Just missing upstairs, now 3-0. So Hewins in a good spot here with one out and nobody on, count 3-0. He takes all the way, and it's a four-pitch walk. So he's on for the first time. Now Alex Deshawn will step in. He is 0 for 1 with a ground out. McAfee back to the stretch. 6-0 Sabetha lead here in the fifth. First pitch in there for strike one. So after a four-pitch walk to Hewins, first pitch here to Deshawn is right down the pipe. Not much of a lead over there for Hewins at first. Second pitch is swung on, hit towards the right side, towards the first base dugout, and it gets out of play. It's 0-2. As Grimm disappeared behind the dugout and was unable to make the play. So now Deshawn needs to come through. It's 0-2. He's got Hewins at first with one out. McAfee gets another baseball from the umpire. Doniphan County just trying to get something going. Just two hits tonight. And a check swing, but not going around. And Deshawn stays alive. It's 1-2. That fastball was upstairs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed about the same spot with that fastball. Swinging through it. And another strikeout for McAfee. And now two outs for the top of the order and Cooper Everly. So still Hewins at first. Now two down. Everly steps in. He is singled and grounded out. He is 1-for-2. Pitch outside by McAfee. Ball one. McAfee has given up three walks in the last two innings, but has been able to work around all of them. And that one is high and inside. having to jump out of the way as Everly for ball two. Everly's able to do something here. Grable would be due up next. Again, Doniphan County trailing here 6-0. There's a high chopper. It's over the head of McAfee. And the play by the shortstop is going to be, I believe, out. As Fry at shorts, his throw kind of pulled Grimm off the bag and a little hesitation, but he kept the toes on. And that is the third out. So a one-out walk leads to no harm, and we head to the bottom of the fifth, 6-0, Sabetha.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's been all Sabetha here in this Legion baseball game. They lead Doniphan County 6-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here on KNZA, 103.9 FM. Colin Felkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Kobe Davis back to work for Doniphan County as he will face Jonathan Renier, Will Ulrich, and Chase Fry here in the home half of the fifth. Renier is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. He also has a stolen base. Walked and scored in the first, popped out to second in the third. First pitch by Davis missing for ball one. Sabetha, 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 more in the fourth. Really help extend that lead. Next pitch is off speed and upstairs. Now 2-0. In the last half for Sabetha, they got 2 runs on 4 singles. That pitch finds the strike zone. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Here to the left fielder, Jonathan Renier. Davis kicks and fires. Another off speed, finds the zone. It's now 2-2. So a nice bounce back here for Davis after falling behind 2-0. He's worked it back to an even Steven count, 2-2. And a swing and a miss. So 2 balls followed by 3 straight strikes on off-speed pitches. That one has swung over the top and missed by Renier. And that's the first down here in the bottom of the fifth. Will Ulrich steps in, reached on an error, scored in the first. He lined out the third. His second time up, he's 0-for-2. And the first pitch, another off speed, and therefore strike number one. Here's the kick and fire. Just a bit outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. These two teams played 9 times last year. Sabetha won 7 of them. Here's a ground ball right side, unassisted by the first baseman, Studer. He taps the bag and quickly 2 up and 2 down. So Chase Fry steps in, the shortstop, who reached on an error in the first. He singled in the third, and then he was caught stealing to end that inning. First pitch gets away to the backstop, ball one. Davis trying to face the minimum here in the fifth. He faced 7 in the fourth. And he also faced 8 in the first. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. That was a little bit up and in. And Fry evens it up. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. That one's hit well. Left field. Fumbler, I think, misplayed it again, and it's over his head. He took a couple steps in and realized he had no shots, and it's a two-out double. Standing in there is Fry for his second hit of the night. So now an RBI chance here for Darren Funk, who's 2 for 2. He has 2 singles, an RBI, and a run scored. He's got a runner at second with 2 down. 6-0, the Sabetha lead here in the bottom of the 5th. Davis's first pitch is high and outside, ball 1. Funk the lefty, facing Davis the righty. And he fouls one back and right on top of us. And it's 1-1. These teams will play a second game after this one. Here's a ground ball, though. Playable for Ryder Davis. Cleans it nicely to first in time. And the 2-out double is held there. So we have now played 5. We head to the 6th. It's a 6-0 Sabetha lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So some changes here for Sabetha. Fry is now pitching. McAfee moves over to first base. As a good outing by Christian McAfee. Pitches 5 shutout innings. And as Fry will come in, try to close things out. A 6-0 Sabetha lead as we start the 6th inning. Fry, the new pitcher. McAfee again over at first base. So 2-3-4 in the order here for Doniphan County in the 6th. Scrable swings and fouls off the first pitch. Down the right side for strike 1. Five innings, no runs, 3 strikeouts for McAfee. Next pitch missing off the plate. 1-1 here to Charlie Grable. Grounded into a fielder's choice and also was hit by a pitch. He flies this one to left field, and Renier is back a few steps to make the catch and out number 1. Here's Kobe Davis. He's 0 for 2, a strikeout and a pop out. A 6-0 Sabetha lead here in the 6th. Sabetha trying to move to 3-0. Doniphan County came in at 6-0 and threatening here to take their first L of the season. Davis does take strike 1. Fry quickly moves off speed and just off the plates for ball 1. Trying to catch all the defensive alignments is Bauman now playing it short on a good hop and a throw over to first base. McAfee in time, stretching out to make the play, and 2 up and 2 down. That makes Davis 0 for 3, and now it's up to Preston Christensen to keep the inning alive. So Bauman was at third. He moves to short. First pitch by Fry is inside for ball one to Christensen, who grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up and then walked in the fourth. Next pitch low, and it's 2-0. So Fry trying to make quick work here in the sixth, but now he's behind in the count, 3-0 to Christensen with Gavin Fumler on deck. Here's Fry's 3-0, binds the strike zone, now 3-1. So 3 balls and 1 strike. Here's Fry's pitch, and that one's off the plate, ball 4. And a 2-out base runner as Christensen is on for a second time. That'll bring up Gavin Fumler, the left fielder, who is 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. So it's up to Fumler with a runner at first, 2 down. Christensen there via the walk. Fouls the first pitch back and out of play. And it's 0-1. Donovan County, they have drawn a lot of walks today. They've just been unable to score. They've had 2 really good opportunities to score and have just not been able to put anything together. There's a pitch that finds the strike zone. Fumler now in protection mode. It's 0-2. Leibel is due up next if Fumler's able to do something here, but he's down 0-2 with 2 outs here in the sixth. His team down 6-0. There's a curveball that's outside and low. Now the count is 1-2. So Fry in front. Again, 1-2. Here's the pitch. And just a bit outside with the fastball, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So a fly out, a ground out, a walk here in this inning for Donovan County. Fumler now with a even count at 2-2. Here's Fry's pitch. Hit towards center field, playable. Ulrich moving to his left and stretches up to make the catch. And that's the out. So still zeros across the board for Donovan County. We head to the bottom of the sixth. A 6-0 lead for Sabetha here on KNCA.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GN Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GM Bank, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Not sure if Sabetha needs more insurance, but they get one more opportunity here in the bottom of the sixth. They lead Donovan County 6-0 here on KNZA. Been a good game for the Raptors here tonight. Want to thank our broadcast sponsors here, Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, also C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. And Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. So again, an opportunity for Sabetha to build on a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Kobe Davis continuing to pitch for Donovan County. And it will be the bottom of the order here for Sabetha with Grimm, Kroll, and Schmelzley. First pitch by Davis inside, a little bit low as well, ball one. Grimm is 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout. And he pops one up, playable for the catcher who makes a nice sliding grab And that's Grable in foul territory to record the first out. So Noah Kroll, who's the extra hitter tonight, he has had a very good game. He's 2 for 2, a double, a single, and 2 runs scored. Facing the right-hander, Kobe Davis, first pitch outside for ball one. His double in the second was on a 1-2 pitch. His single in the fourth was on a 3-2 pitch. Next pitch by Davis, skips in the dirt, falls away. It's 2-0 with Harper Schmelzley on deck. 6-0, Sabetha. They have really just kind of controlled the pace of this game. As McAfee pitched 5 innings, allowing no runs with 3 strikeouts. Chase Fry gave up a walk in the 6th, but no damage done. Now one high and outside, now 3-0 here to Kroll with, again, Schmelzley on deck. Davis has pitched the whole way so far for Doniphan County in the 3-0 pitch, low and inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk. That'll bring up Schmelzley. Flew out to second his first time up. Singled in the fourth. He's 1 for 2. A 6-0 Sabetha lead here in the bottom of the 6th. First pitch to Schmelzley, just missing inside. Ball one. So now 5 straight balls thrown here by Davis. That one's roped just foul down the third base line. A fastball just out in front. And that was about 1.5 feet away from being fair. And it's 1-1. Kroll at first, 1 out. Curveball in there, 4-2. Good location there, just clipping the outside corner. And Schmelzley down in the count at 1-2. With Herman on deck, who has driven in a couple. Now one just missing low, now 2 balls and 2 strikes. In the top 3 in the order for Sabetha, has driven in 4 of the 6 runs. Now one outside, a fastball missing, and the count runs full at 3-2. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis out of the stretch with Kroll at first. Here's the pitch. Just missing. Davis did not like the call. He flails his hands in the air. Wanted strike 3, but instead it's 4. And now 2 on and 1 out. So after getting Grimm on a foul out to the catcher, Kroll and Schmelzley have both worked walks. And now to the top of the order with Josh Herman, who drove in a run via a ground out in his last at-bat. He also had an RBI single in the 2nd. He is 1 for 3. First pitch missing for ball 1. Second pitch is popped up in the infield, and the shortstop, Everly, makes the play for out number 2. Now Marcus Baumann, an opportunity. And here comes a meeting on the mound. Baumann stepping in. We'll see, that might be it for Kobe Davis. And it will be it for Davis, who has pitched into the 6th inning. A couple of the runs in the 1st for Sabetha were unearned. A couple of errors turned a 1-0 lead into a 3-0 lead, and that really certainly put a damper on some things early on. As we'll step aside real quick for a pitching change, as we'll take a break. 6-0, Sabetha with the lead here in the bottom of the 6th. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road, Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Doniphan County will now have Ethan Hewins on the mound to try to get one more out here in the sixth, as Sabetha has two on and two outs with a 6-0 lead, as Kobe Davis goes 5 2/3. He gives up 10 hits, 6 runs, 4 of which were earned. He had a couple of strikeouts as well, as Hewins again will come in to try to shut the door on any extra insurance for Sabetha before the seventh inning. After a foul out by Jacob Grimm, back-to-back walks issued by Davis to Kroll and Schmelzley, and then Herman popped out to short. So first and second, two down. Marcus Baumann getting set to step in, who's had a good night, 2 singles, an RBI, and a run scored. He also has a ground out. But as I will always and continue to say, any extra insurance is good insurance, and 6-0 is certainly a good lead, but base hit could add another here for Sabetha before the seventh. So Hewins, a lefty, out of the stretch quickly, lifts and fires his first pitch. It's outside to Baumann for ball one. Baumann singled and scored in the first, grounded out in the second, and had an RBI single in the 2-run fourth. Next pitch by Hewins, the lefty, in the dirt, ball two. So 2 balls and no strikes. You have Kroll at second and Schmelzley at first, both on via the walk. There's one hit towards the right side, but foul, out of play. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Marcus Baumann. Can Hewins get out of it? Obviously, Doniphan County will need a lot of work to be done in the seventh, down 6-0. Off speed, just missing by Hewins, and the count now 3-1 with Christian McAfee due up next. Here's the 3-1 by Hewins, and swung on and missed. And the count is full at 3-2. I think Grable might have thought it was strike 3, but count is now full at 3-2. First and second, 2 down. 3-2 count here to Marcus Baumann. 6-0 Sabetha lead in the bottom of the sixth. Both runners are going, and it's swung on and missed. So Hewins comes in, gets the job done. He gets the big out. And we head to the seventh. One more opportunity for DC. They're down by 6. We're back in a moment.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Chase Fry will try to shut the door here in the top of the seventh. Donovan County trailing Sabetha 6-0. Again, want to thank our great sponsors, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com, Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Stick around. We'll have our post-game show where we'll run down a recap of this ball game and also announce our McDonald's player of the game. So stick around for that. As Donovan County down to their last three outs. And it will be Alex Leibel, the third baseman, and the first pitch from Fry is in there for strike number one. Fry faced four in the sixth, gave up a walk, but no harm, no foul. Next pitch fouled out of play down the right field side, and Leibel quickly down 0-2. As again, McAfee in line for the win, five innings, did not allow a run. He had three strikeouts. Next pitch outside, gets away to the backstop. It's now 1-2. Leibel, Studer, and Ryder Davis do up this inning for Donovan County. Again, needing six to extend it. Another foul off. This one back into the screen. It's still 1-2. Leibel fouled out to the first baseman in the second inning. He walked in the fourth. He is 0-1. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside. Two balls and two strikes. So again, for Sabetha, three in the first. Two were unearned thanks to a couple of errors. And then here's a hot shot on a two-strike pitch into center field for a leadoff single. So Leibel's on for a second time tonight. And now Brock Studer steps in. Studer was hit by a pitch in the second, and then he lined out into an ending inning double play in the fourth. Now Fry out of the stretch, quick throw to first, and Leibel is back in safely. Here is the windup in the pitch. And that one is hit well left field, but it's going to be in foul territory and on top of the batting cage down the left field line. And the count 0-1. Leibel about three or four steps off the bag at first. There's a swing and a miss. Good location upstairs. Studer swung through it, and he's down in the count 0-2. A 6-0 Sabetha lead here in the top of the seventh. Fry trying to shut the door. He'll step off the rubber. Leibel back to first. Quickly back into the stretch. Lifts and fires the 0-2, and it's fouled straight back and out of play and on top of us here in the press box. And we'll do it again at 0-2. So a win here for Sabetha would move them to 3-0. There's an off-speed pitch that gets well away, and it gets stopped by the catcher. And it's now 1-2. Donovan County came into this ballgame tonight with a 6-0 record, and they're down 6-0. As the next pitch is high and inside, so from 0-2 to 2-2. And this one is smashed into left center field, and that's going to be a gap shot for Studer. Cut off nicely there by Renier in left. He gets it in quickly. Leibel has to hold at third. And Studer's held to a long single, but now first and third with nobody out. And now we'll get a meeting on the mound. Donovan County, though, down six. They get their first two runners on. Back-to-back singles to start. Both were on 2-2 pitches. I'm sure you will concede a run for an out multiple times if you need to. You have plenty of room up six. See if Fry can maybe get a ground ball double play that would allow a run to score, but get Doniphan County down to their final outs. Now it's up to Ryder Davis, who is 1-for-2. He doubled in the second and grounded out in the fifth. Runners at the corners, nobody out here in the seventh. Ground ball, playable by Herman at third. They'll make the throw to second, and it's offline, and everybody is safe. The throw was not even close. It pulled Schmelzley off the bag to his right. And Doniphan County on the board, now trailing 6-1. That's going to be an error on Herman at third. And a foul ball by Ethan Hewins, who has stepped in, who is 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. So now first and second with nobody out. One across here in the seventh. Doniphan County, though, still needs a lot more. They're down 5 at 6-1. Next pitch by Fry is outside. 1-1. A single, and an error. First three in this inning for Doniphan County, and this one is hit foul as well. And it's now 1-2. Fry out of the stretch, trying to get at least the first down here in the inning. And this one's hit towards center field, playable for Ulrich. He's running in on it, and it drops in for a hit. Everyone held up, and his throw is high, but it gets the out at third base. So everybody held up, thinking that Ulrich was going to make the catch. And he makes a good throw to third, and he does get Studer, the lead runner, for the first out. So Deshaun steps in with one out and runners at first and second. Deshaun is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. And he pops this one down the right field line and is unable to make the play. Is McAfee at first. And it's 1-1. So that was a big out to get Studer at third, the lead runner, after everyone held up thinking the ball was going to be caught by Ulrich in center. Instead, it was not, and then he gunned down Studer trying to get to third. And there's a swing and a miss to Deshaun. He's down in the count, 1-2. Here's the pitch, and swung on and just getting a piece of it to stay alive at 1-2. With Cooper Everly due up next. So again, these two after this one will play another one. It'll be a 5-inning affair. If you're out in the area, want to come out, see some good summer baseball, you can certainly do so. Quick meeting on the mounds. As Fry again, just trying to work around some jams here in the 7th inning. His team's still up 6-1. Still a lot of work that needs to be done here for Doniphan County with two on and one out. Here's Fry's 1-2. Just a bit outside. Now 2-2 to Deshaun. Quickly back to work. Sets and fires. Ground ball playable at short. Bauman has it on a hop. Throws to second for one. They won't get the double play, but now there's two outs. So now Cooper Everly, it's up to him, the top of the order. Runners at the corners with two down here in the seventh. Sabetha's lead is 6-1. Everly a single and a couple of ground outs. He's 1-for-3, and he takes strike number one. Here's Here's the pitch by Fry. It's hit towards left center field, running towards it. Ulrich, the center fielder, and in the gap makes the catch, and that's the ball game. So Doniphan County worked a little bit in the seventh, but had too much to do to come back. They do get one, but Sabetha wins it by a final score of 6-1. We'll recap it when we come back and have our player of the game as well. So stick around. We're back in a moment.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Sabetha wins it. The Raptors 6-1 over Doniphan County as our Legion baseball broadcast here tonight about to come to an end. Doniphan County suffers their first loss here early on as they fall to 6-1 overall, and Sabetha improves to 3-0. Again, 6-1. The victor tonight are the Raptors of Sabetha. So, again, kind of running through it a little bit, and we'll announce our McDonald's player of the game just momentarily, but Sabetha got off to a great start. Three runs in the first on a couple of hits, but it should have been just one. Back-to-back errors by Doniphan County led to two unearned runs, which turned a 1-0 lead into a 3-0 lead. Sabetha would add one more in the second on a couple of hits. It was an RBI single by Josh Herman. They added two more in the fourth. Ground out, had an RBI by Josh Herman, also a RBI single by Marcus Bauman. They had four hits in that inning, and then they would add, or that was it, I should say, the final two runs there in the fourth. And Doniphan County, again, they were held in check. They had just two hits through the first six innings, but they tallied three hits and one run in the seventh to get their lone run of the game. But again, just down too much, and Sabetha wins it 6-1. Final tallies, see, Sabetha had six runs, 10 hits. They had a couple of errors. They left eight on base. Doniphan County, one run, five hits, two errors, and they left nine on base. So they certainly had opportunities, did Doniphan County, in multiple innings to get on the board, but the pitching staff for Sabetha, rock solid, led by Christian McAfee, who pitched five shutout innings. He had three strikeouts, gave up a couple of walks, but was able to work out of a couple of jams. He also hit a couple batters as well. But every jam that Doniphan County put Sabetha in, the Raptors were able to respond. So again, plenty of options here for our McDonald's player of the game. But I think here, as we kind of look around the stats and see what Sabetha was able to do here tonight, again, you look kind of the top of the order, which drove in four of the six runs with Josh Herman, Marcus Bauman, and Christian McAfee. Bauman had a couple of singles and an RBI. Herman had a single and an RBI as well. We're going to go with Christian McAfee, who had a big RBI triple in the first. He was one for three, but again, five shutout innings, no runs allowed. He gave up just a couple of hits and had three strikeouts. So he was able to do it on both sides for the Raptors here tonight. So again, it's going to be Christian McAfee, our player of the game, presented by McDonald's. As always, that's how we wrap up our broadcast. Each and every Legion ball game will announce our player of the game. And tonight it is Christian McAfee. Again, five innings. He allowed just two hits, no runs, with three strikeouts, and had a big RBI triple in the first inning. Again, the final tallies here, Sabetha six runs, 10 hits, two errors. They left eight on base. They improved to 3-0. Doniphan County, one run, five hits, two errors. They left nine on base. They fall to 6-1. They'll play one more five-inning game here in just a little bit, but that's going to do it for us. As that wraps up our first week of Legion Baseball here on KNZA. We're back to it next week, so appreciate it very much. For Colin Feldkamp in studio, I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week for more Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.